a shotgun and shoot my baby. Ain't nobody's business if I do. And it is now 5 o'clock. Welcome to Live from Studio J. We have today a very special treat for y'all. We have Live in Detroit. LID. They're a great band. They're going to be playing live for us. And welcome to WHFR. You know, we're the station making waves, I guess, you know. Yeah. Oh.
Winnix.
This is us.
This is us?
Lost in Detroit.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Welcome to WHFR. I'm a technical, handicapped. But anyway, welcome. So go ahead and, you have a manager, Alicia?
Yeah, Alicia's here.
Oh, okay.
Holding a camera back there.
All right. Hi, Alicia. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. So tell me, Kelly.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves? Tell me a little bit about each of you. You know, maybe your musical perspective, backgrounds, a little bit of that kind of thing.
My name is Kelly Joseph, the singer, and as far as my musical taste, it's just all over the place.
Oh, very cool.
How about you, Taka?
Okay. My name is Taka. On guitar. I was influenced for metal music, especially in the United States, so I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
It's an honor to have you here, sir.
Hey, my name is Kevin, bass player. Kind of like Kelly, I like a whole bunch of different music. Love Helmet, grew up listening to Kiss, like Portishead, Industrial, a lot of different styles.
It's very cool, yeah. It's good to have a broad musical taste and background.
Well, I think so. I mean, it'll keep you fresh in how you play and what you do.
Yeah, it does, you know, and new influences bring new ideas and stuff, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this guy over here on drums.
Hey, my name is Mike. I play drums,
Mike.
Obviously. And I, just like Kelly and Kevin, have musical tastes everywhere. Everything but country, I guess. I still don't
get
it.
Nah, he likes that, too. You like it.
Just won't admit it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There's a lot of closet country around, you know. I mean, a lot of people, I don't like that, but, you know, next thing you know, they're listening to Johnny Cash or something.
Oh, yeah, old school stuff.
Well, I guess we can go with Johnny Cash.
Cash is cool. Yeah, Cash is cool.
Yeah, it's hard to classify him as country, I suppose. You know?
Right, right.
Kind of a rebel.
So, yeah, a little bit, you know. So, tell me a little bit about your band.
Well,
Mike and I got together, we worked together, and probably, 5 years ago or so, started jamming together, and got a couple of people together in a band, and that kind of fills it out, and a couple years later, we got back together again, just the two of us, and then started searching around on BandMix. That's how we found Kelly. So he came over.
It was on there like 2 days, and these guys pop up.
One of the first guys to contact him, and everything clicked. So then the three of us started writing probably 2 years, just the three of us writing music. While we're looking for a guitar player, can never find a guitar player for some reason. Usually they're a dime a dozen. And we just couldn't find the right guy.
We had to go all the way to Japan to get a guy.
Well, there you go. Man. Well, hey. You know, Hey, you know, imports are cool, right. And it's good to have you here. So what brought you interest to the band, Taka?
My dream is to play the guitar with the band for United States. Then I'm looking for the people play together. Then Kevin called me, then why don't we play together? Then I joined practice, and I really love their music, so I decided to join, yeah.
Well, very cool. You're a good fit, I bet. And tell me a little bit about the type of music you like to play. Is it any particular genre or style, or do you classify yourselves in any particular way?
Yep. For example, Metallica is the biggest band. Gave me a big influence.
Okay.
Yeah. So quite heavy metal, loud. Yeah.
It's always kind of hard to classify us. People always ask me, oh, who do you sound like? I have a hard time answering that.
Yeah, I get that too. You know, people, you know, you look like this guy or something. You know, it's like, well, I think I look like myself, you know.
I always kind of say hard rock.
Yeah, I got more of like a punk and a psychobilly background myself, so.
Oh, very cool, man. Well, would you like to do a song for us?
Let's do that.
Yeah.
And what's the name of your first one you're going to do?
This one's called Lost My Mind.
Okay. Would you like to do two in a row, or?
We'll come back after and talk about the next one if that's cool.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Very cool. Live in Detroit, didn't I?
I'm over the edge now. I reach the sanity.
Yeah.
Can't remember who I was now. There
well,
no way to be. I think I'll burn this place down. Go on a killer's spree. Then I'm gonna end my life. They won't remember me.
Okay, good question. Yeah. Yes. Bye, Liz. Funny is my brother's buddy had marijuana. He had t-shirts made. He passed away and he got all these t-shirts. So I'm gonna take them in and donate them to the nursing home. They're always looking for clothes for people wearing. It'd be funny if there's all these old people wearing marijuana.
Here on WHFR,
t-shirt.
It's time to kill all these.
Yeah, they should be, you know.
Life is amazing.
They really should, because they got this stuff called Marinol. It's a pill, but I've never seen it work. I said, put it in a brownie. They'll eat it. They'll love the brownie, and they'll get stoned too. Maybe they'll get a little munchy. Because I've never really seen this stuff work so much. But that maybe could have done something. Probably is. Oh, that's awesome, man. So what was your inspiration for Lost My Mind?
Well, you know, you see these guys on TV, you know, going to movie theaters and shooting people and just crazy stuff, you know, that just doesn't make sense. And that's what that song's about. It's kind of putting yourself in that spot. What makes somebody crack to do something like that.
Yeah, it does. You know, you really kind of wonder what goes on in other people's minds sometimes.
You don't know what someone's thinking, you know?
No, you don't. You don't. So tell me about your next song you got here.
Well, this next one is a love song. Kind of a love-hate song, I guess you would say.
Oh, okay. I do have a quick question. Now, do you guys prefer to be called Lid, L-I-D, or Lost in Detroit?
We're all different.
Any of the above.
He likes L-I-D. I like L-I-D. Lost in Detroit. Taka, he doesn't care what we're called. As long as we play.
I care. Yeah.
All right. Well, this one's called Sometimes.
That's right. All right. Have at it. Oh, very cool, man. That's an inspirational song to me.
It is, yeah. Don't
play that one in church.
On your anniversary, right? Yeah. Mike, by the way, that was his your anniversary yesterday.
Oh, is it?
26 yeah. Wonderful years.
So that goes out to your old lady.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Hey, you out there?
She's out there.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, very cool, man. I hope they're all tuning in, you know? Yeah, so you guys... have any upcoming shows that you know of?
What is that date again, Alicia?
October 21st.
October 21st, okay.
At the Maidstone Theater in Ypsilanti.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Yeah, it's a nice venue.
Is it?
Yeah, we've never been there.
So I've never been there.
Yeah, it's a good little place. I like it.
Cool.
You know.
Cool. Yeah, looking forward to that. That'll be really cool.
Oh, cool,
yeah.
Man.
We just got done playing the Token 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, for the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
And was it 2 weeks?
Which,
yeah.
La yeah. Masa, I
think. Oh, yeah. Johnny Anton out there. He's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? Seven bands we were up against, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some good bands.
So, yeah. This is part of the prize right here. We're here.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. You had a good, so I imagine you came out on top.
We did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Felt pretty good.
Yeah.
So. Good time out there too.
Yeah, it's a place been around a long time since I was.
We were there like
up.
Really early because there were so many bands. So
yeah,
it was tough not to get too drunk to go on because we were like towards the end. But
there's a fine line there where you go yeah. past that line, drink a little too much, and then you know.
I only seen double downhill so from there. It was fine.
Well, if you start singing tenor, then you might have you might have had too many here. So tell me, what is about this next one you're going to do, Bro Code?
Bro Code. Bro Code is what, it, you know, does anybody know what Bro Code is? Do you guys know?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
It's the law.
Yeah. It's the man code.
You know, don't, sleep with your buddy's girl or or even when she's the ex, you still, you know, you shouldn't be in there, trying to get with that.
Yeah, that's kind of,
That's kind of what it's all about.
Yeah, it's not like colonial days, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, people died young and you might have ended up marrying your sister-in-law because she lost her husband or something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They did a lot of that back then. But
that's a completely different bro code right there.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Kelly's got another song about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up.
Frontier Love, I suppose.
That's a good title.
Frontier Love, eh? Maybe you could write a song to that one.
Right. Yeah, we might have to get this guy some royalties or something for that one.
Oh, hey,
thanks for coming up with it.
Hey, my mind's always working in strange ways. Okay. I'm glad I keep most of it in there. So it's about the bro code. So cool, man.
Let's do it, you guys. This is bro code.
Come on.
Hey, that was great. I like that.
Sweaty in here.
Where's the fans?
Hey, you know, you're getting the place warmed up, you know.
That's right.
Won't need a furnace today.
Right.
No.
Of course, you know, it's always nice. I like this time of year, just toward the end of the summer. And
yeah.
You know.
You can wear like a cool jacket or something, you know, when it starts getting a little cool, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's awesome.
Good working weather, I guess, right?
It is good working weather.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, Alicia, would you like to get on and say a few words about your gentleman here?
Can you hear?
No.
She's not plugged in.
She's not plugged in?
Yeah.
Well, you can go ahead and say a couple things.
Tell us
your life story.
The best band in the world.
Well... It's been actually pretty awesome working with these guys. I met them all at work, actually. I met Kevin and Mike first, and then Kelly started. And I've known these guys for about, what, 5-6 years now? They asked me to manage a band not too long ago, and I was like, absolutely. My dad comes from a musical background. He passed away about 4 years ago, so I haven't had an opportunity to do much with him. So this is actually kind of fulfilling one of my dreams as well. So it's been pretty awesome. These guys are amazing. So come see LID on the 21st.
All right, we will be there. Go ahead, and you want to play another one for us, Kelly?
Yeah, I just want to say a little something about this song.
Yeah.
This song, basically, what the lyrics are about, when I was growing up, we moved around a lot. I had a single mom, and, I mean, we were all over the place. And I must have went to, you know, 5 or 6 schools, and in every school there was a bully.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I was a pretty big dude, you know. I don't know why they decided to pick on me, but every time I got to the school, that would happen. And so I fought a lot of bullies, you know, and I got pretty good at it after a while. So, but this song is based about that. It's just about bullying and, you know, it's don't do it.
It is a dumb thing. I mean, did you... So you fit in after you took care of the bully, maybe? Is that how you kind of
I got some stories. There's definitely a few good ones. One guy, he was way bigger than me, and I was supposed to meet him outside to fight him. You know about this one, Mike, right? And I go out to fight the guy, which he could have, you know, killed me, you know. He has 2 guys with him. So I knew if I ran, I would get my butt kicked, and I knew if I stayed, I'd get my butt kicked, so I just decided to be a man, and I let him have it, knocked him out.
Oh, wow.
The other 2 guys ran. I walked over him, that burnout hall back then, so went and had a cigarette, and nobody ever messed with me again. So.
Oh, that's, well, you know, sometimes you got to stand up for your rights.
Pretty close,
you know.
School to here, too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You know about that, yeah. Well, anyway, this one is about what we're talking about, fit in.
Cool.
We'll be right back.
Oh, very cool. I like that.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I like that ending. That's really a...
Yeah, that song's got some meaning behind it. A lot of years of fighting bullies, so...
Well, hey, you come out the better man for it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean...
Sometimes
got something to write about.
You got to do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you do, you know, and... Can't always just, if you don't, you know, it's like not making a decision is making a decision, so to me it's better to make a decision and
right.
live with it or whatever, so. Well, you got some more songs here, man. It's like, now Save Me. Tell me a little about this song here.
Well, I think this is one of the first ones we did together.
Yeah, it was.
And what happened was, and when I first got together with Mike and Kevin, we, for some reason, Mike, I think he was on... probably in Vegas or something, knowing this guy. I don't know. He was out of town. But,
I think I was.
I got together with Kevin, and he was kind of just showing me some stuff on the guitar. He was playing guitar at that time because he
okay.
wrote a lot of the songs on guitar. And we were in the basement, and I just, well, hey, let me record this. And so we sat down. He played some of the riffs, and I took it back. And by the time we got back together with Mike, I already had the lyrics, so and I had something to work with. So they just started playing the song, and I started singing, and I think that was it. History after that.
So Save Me.
Yeah, let's do that. You ready?
You gonna tell them what song's about?
Save Me. Well, it's actually about being in a band, and you know, just having that release. You know, everybody's got to have something that they.
Well, sure.
You know, it keeps them going. You know, get out of bed. You can't just work 9 to 5 and.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen that. People go nuts from that, you know.
Right.
At least go fishing or something, you know.
Right. Maybe you know, put together models or, you know, go clubbing. Who knows? I don't know. But, you know, mine is music, and I'm sure it is for these guys too, because they don't have time to do anything else, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, the workaday world is kind of artificial to me in a way,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, this is our real love, so. And that's what the song is about. Save Me.
Cool, man. Show us some more of your love.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Lost my mind, lost my dream. Lost my use of everything. Lost my speech, the words to give. Even lost the will to live.
No, that's a. I like them abrupt endings, you know. That's a all of a sudden catches you off guard when you hear it for the first time. So that song did kind of save you a little, I suppose.
It did. Yeah, that was. I think I got the gig after that.
Oh,
Mike
yeah.
always says no, but
no,
that's not what did it. It was that Christina Aguilera cover we did. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah. We did a maybe did a Ray Stevens cover in there that got you, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know, Guitar's In or something, you know.
We have a cover for you too.
Or Ray Davies.
Yeah. There you go.
So yeah, we're actually excited to get some new material out. Taka's been with us about six or seven months now, and we're just kind of starting writing the four of us together.
Okay.
So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, so would you say that most of the music you write is a collaborative effort of all of you?
Oh, yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I might come up with the riff, or, you know, Taka and I will start coming up with riffs, and we'll just feed off that, or Kelly will come up with some lyrics or melody, and just, so definitely a group effort. You know, it's not just one person saying this is the song.
Right on.
We fit together pretty good though. I think that
we fit in,
you know. Yeah, we definitely fit in. But the you know, like Kevin will come up with something and he'll like, do you guys like that, you know? And we always say yes, you know. I mean, rarely is it like, you know, that's terrible,
right? Or no,
you know. Yeah, we might talk after, me and Mike, and be like, god, that song was terrible, man. But we never say it to his face, you know. He's a big dude, too.
They're nice that way, so, you know, they don't hurt my feelings. I might start crying if they tell me they don't like something.
Oh. I've seen it happen before. So.
Well, we don't want no tears today. We want... so...
On the list, we have Can You Handle It?
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh, yeah?
This song, I don't think I can tell you what it's about without... over the air, anyway. But,
okay.
You know, just read between the lines with the lyrics.
Very cool.
Swear word free, no worries.
Oh, yeah, I figured it was because you guys, you know, we let you know that ahead of time, right. You know. Yeah, we have the feds watch all these stations, you know.
Well, they'll.
Yeah, we got the lecture before we started.
I hope they like
you
it.
You did.
Well, not to say.
Yeah. That's just how it works. You
yeah. Oh, yeah, I have to catch myself once in a while, you know.
All right, this one's called Can You Handle It?
I just wanna see your face and just see this masterpiece. Pull your legs around my body, just give me what I need. Come on, baby, just give me a second. Should I stay or should I leave? See you're talking the talk, talking not what I mean. I can tell by the shape of your body that it's been for me to see. Come on, girl, show me the way into your darkest dreams. You will never be the same. Show me what I mean. We'll be right back.
Oh, very cool, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, that is, you know, very. Your songs are very energetic.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, I really like the energy you put into it. I do have a question for you, Taka. How do you like being here in the United States?
Yeah, actually, as I said, one of the dreams is I'm living in the United States. Then I save money, then try to be here. That was when I was 20 years old. Then I spent all of the money. Then I have no choice to back to Japan. Then, you know, try to find the company who have opportunity to send the employee to United States.
Oh, very then, cool.
Yeah, fortunately, joined some companies and requested the to company to let me stay here for 7 years. Then finally, you know, company accepted. Then I start working here. So now I'm working and playing with these guys. Yeah.
Did you find it a bit of a culture shock moving here?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot? Yeah, I can imagine.
Is that good or bad?
And good at both, actually.
Yeah, he learned a few bad words, which we, you know.
I cannot tell
not
you.
Not from you guys.
No. Yeah, Kelly taught him all.
He won't teach us any in Japanese, though. I don't know why. Yeah. I'm trying to get him. Don't say anything.
He's a bad English teacher, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry. That's what I do.
Well, you learn slang from these guys, so yeah. You know. Yeah, I know it's interesting. Well, it's like my grandmother was from Hungary, and she spoke fluent Hungarian, of course, but she wouldn't teach my father any. You know, a few words here and there to get by, but right. You know, it's so you know it's probably people want you to become an American totally, and so they don't.
Right.
So it so wasn't passed on.
Speak
you know,
English or die, right?
Hey.
I know two words in Hungarian, neither of them I can say on the radio. So.
So your mother could tell your father off without him knowing.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
Oh, she did that all the time, but you know that was her job.
What were some of your influences musically like? Just curious.
I went to a Catholic grade school with nuns straight from Ireland.
Ooh.
And I did have a pretty good voice, and they would stick me in the middle of the kids that wouldn't sing. Or couldn't sing to try to get them singing, you know, and
I was one of those kids.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I grew up basically, you know, the classic 60s, 70s rock era, but I did have a lot of influences from the 50s, you know, and doo-wop and big band music.
I love that stuff. Man.
Oh, I love it too, you know, and I basically got into rock music because I used to be able to sing Ozzy Osbourne, Led Zeppelin type of music, and
cool.
And I'd make the sax work
favorites.
In it.
Yeah.
So, and I, you know, I majored in music for a couple of years, so
really?
Got a little bit of background on jazz, classical, all kinds of different things.
So do you think Led Zeppelin will ever get back together with Bonham's son?
I kind of doubt it, you know, I think there's a little bit of ego involved that, you know, but, you know, I'm hoping they do, you know, it'd be great.
That'd be awesome,
cool.
It'd be very awesome, you know, I mean, because it's a...
All the money Plant was offered, and he didn't do it, so I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, well, look at how much money it took for McGregor and, you know, them to fight, you know. It's
I'd go in there and take some punches for $100 million or however much you got.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's
got $100, you can hit me.
Right. I'll fight both of those guys. What are you talking about? No.
Yeah, it's just interesting because, you know, it's a... They teach peace, but yet people love boxing and things like that. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, life is a very interesting journey. So where do you guys hope to go with your music? Do you have, like, long-term goals or?
As far as we can get with it. We're actually going in the studio. It's not set yet, but in a couple months.
Okay.
Hopefully get out maybe four songs.
Yeah.
Four new songs.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, it seems to be a very popular way to go these days. Put out a 4 or 5 CD compilation, and you know,
We have some stuff. It just hasn't been properly
mixed.
Yeah, mastered.
You know, and Taka, I know he's anxious to get some of his stuff in there. He's
showing us,
you know, trying to sneak it in there. You know, we're just trying to get him up to speed, and then we'll move on from here. So
yeah, we have about 11 songs recorded. Just demo quality right now. It's never been, you know, mixed or mastered, but we want to do four fresh ones. We don't want to just grab four songs we already did and redo them.
Right.
So we want four new ones going in.
I don't think you'll have too much trouble coming up with songs. You know, doing Frontier Love, you know. If I come up with another idea by the time we're done, I'll throw it to you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, by the way, we are going to use that. And you'll be like, they did it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. You know?
And that's something I'd love. We were last studio we went to, I could just sit there all day and play. Yeah, it was so fun. It was kind of like being in here right now. You know,
it really is. It's a different experience with the headphones on, and you can hear everybody. You know, I mean, it's a... Because I've performed a couple times in there, and it's just been, it's just really a nice experience.
Yeah, it is.
So you're going to have to kick us out when we're done.
Right. Hey, we're going to like start drinking, and no, we're not, we won't do that. We'll save that for after. We'll save it for after.
Well, yeah, that's what you do. So what, you got another song for us coming up here.
Yeah, the reason why I asked about your influences is what do you think about the Kinks, man?
Oh, this song, I have always wanted to do this one myself.
Well, our version is just a little bit different.
Yeah.
But, and it's kind of funny because we were listening to it the other day, you know, pulling it up on YouTube, and I'm like, man, this is incredibly slow. I can't, you know what I mean? And actually, Alicia, the very first time she heard it, is just, that was last night, wasn't it?
Yes.
And she's like, really? This is the same song? So, to give you an idea where we're going with this. So, but.
Well, it's a. You know, I think it's great to do your own version of something, not do it exactly like the record, you know. I mean, I
prefer that. You know, I always think it's kind of weird when a band, you hear them, and they're just doing the same speed, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of bands out there that you hear them. They're good. You hear them later. They're, you know, three times later, you know, it's the same set, same songs. You know, you kind of wish they'd incorporate more into it, maybe. And
yeah, you know, I mean, it's always, the original is always the best.
Yeah. That's true.
We're trying to break that, at least for, you know, our fans anyway. So.
Oh, I this song I've always loved. You know, I just, I'm a Kinks fan, you know, from way back. And, you know, they're a good band.
Yeah,
you know?
Right on. We'll check this out, man.
Yeah, because I was in a Bob Seger band, and, you know, I kind of got tired of doing the alto reed thing, you know, because you want to do it as much like the record as you can. And it's like, you know, there's a lot of great young bands like you guys that aren't getting as much airplay or gigs because everybody wants to hear this band, this tribute band, or that tribute band.
Yeah, you don't make a lot of money. You're doing it for the love. You know?
Yeah, that's
true. In hopes that someday, you know. So, well, we can dream, right?
That's what life's about, man.
Well, check this version out. This is Destroyer. One day we're going to self-destruct! Paranoia later.
Oh, that was great, man. I liked that version.
A little different than the original.
It was hard listening to the original because I hadn't listened to it in so long. We were so used to playing it.
I think it was Mike who suggested doing it.
Yeah.
Originally. I always dug that song.
Brilliant suggestion.
Yeah.
I did something right.
Yeah. And they're a great band to study and learn from because, you know, they did a lot of different things. People don't give them as much credit as they really deserve.
Right. Yeah, they were one of the great British invasion bands.
Totally awesome.
Those are usually the better bands, in my opinion, that don't get the credit.
Right. I think you're right.
Not every time, but a lot of times. Like, my Helmet's a big influence on me, and they're way underrated, I think, for what they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a... You know, it's like there's a lot of great musicians around who are underrated and,
oh yeah,
you know, and it's, people don't realize maybe till after they're gone that, the guy was good, you know.
That's too bad.
Well, yeah, it is kind of bad.
Man, you know.
Yeah, like a lot of classical composers, you know, they had to move on and somebody years later finds their manuscripts and it's like, wow, man, yeah. This guy was brilliant.
Right. Yeah, if you came to my house, you'd find like, drawers full of, you know,
of
starts
stuff.
Of songs. Well, yeah, and other stuff, too. But, you know, lyrics,
I couldn't
for
say
sure.
It.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like a maze. You find these dead ends, but eventually you find your way through to find something that you really like.
Life is a maze.
I was definitely not... I wasn't thinking about doing this style of music at all.
No?
And it was just comfort, you know, with these... You just find the right guys to play with, or girls, whatever, and sometimes it just clicks. And,
were you in a country band before or something?
Well,
or?
I was doing a little psychobilly stuff. I did some industrial music.
DJed forever.
Yeah, I'm DJ. I was a punk rock DJ for, forever. But, just for some reason, it just felt good, you know? And it's cool because I think something kind of unique came out of it, you know?
Oh,
I
definitely.
I like playing with these guys. They're my brothers.
Well, they are brothers.
Yeah.
You guys, you know, you're very tight together. You know, you're watching each other and, you know, like a band should. Yep. You know, not just your emotions are in the music, not just motions.
Right.
You know.
Now we have Taco. We had a new brother for the band.
I know.
Yeah, I'm happy to be joined. Yeah.
This guy, he's gone through, his equipment has upgraded, like,
immensely.
Yes.
Leaps and bounds. Yeah. He's got this beautiful Les Paul.
Yep.
Oh,
he got tired of us making fun of his old equipment, so he'd come every time we're like, whoa! Oh, man, take out a loan or what, man? You know?
Yeah. Actually, I didn't have a plan, but I cannot stop practicing. So.
That's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of guys, they love their instrument as much or more so than their girlfriend or wife or something, you know? But.
Right.
You know, it's music is my mistress.
You better not touch it. Not live on the air. So,
that's right. That kids listening too.
Yeah. Oops, sorry.
Oh, hey, no worry.
Well, anyway, let's play another one for the guy.
You can tell him what's about.
Hey, yeah.
This is the follow-up song to Fit In. It's basically about, you know, when I used to have to fight bullies when I was a kid, so. Sometimes you almost black out, you know, you get so angry and when you're getting ready to fight, you it's almost like you blank out.
It's the adrenaline.
And Beatdown is definitely, it has that in it, you know, it's sort of a, you know, blacking out stage and just going crazy and, you know, you don't want to fight in the first place, but if you have to, this is what you get. So this one's called Beatdown.
Cool. We'll be right back. cool, man.
It's another friendly.
It's our love song.
It's a love song?
They're all love songs.
Well, you know, I heard it in a love song.
We won't touch that one either. No.
Oh, that was really good, man. So, you got a gig coming up October 22nd? 21st. 21st at the Maidstone Theater?
Yes, in Ypsilanti.
Oh, very cool,
we
man.
We need a sax player for that, so can you...
I'd be happy to come out and bring it. Hey, you know.
We're going to hold you to it?
Well, you should.
All right.
I'd like to get out and play because, you know, I'm working on... We're forming a band right now, too, so...
Cool, man.
I'd definitely come out and see you guys. You guys come check me out if you want.
Definitely.
That sounds good, man.
Networking, right?
Yeah, networking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's up with this Leave Me Alone?
Leave Me Alone. Well,
was that like after you got beaten up the bullies?
Yeah, this one, it. I don't know how that fits in there, but have you ever had somebody like standing over your shoulder and you're, you know, maybe you're trying to write or paint or do something, and it's
sure.
just kind of about that. It's just like, you know, hey, man, you know, step back and leave me alone.
I know that feeling, you know.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's what it's about. You guys want to do it?
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, and this is called Leave Me Alone.
Very cool. We'll be right back. Hey, awesome sauce, man. I like that. Wow.
Had to put some extra letters and call letters in there for you.
Oh, hey, you're making waves too,
that's
man.
That's right, yeah.
You're making tsunami waves.
Hey, cool. All
right. Yeah. I hope everybody out here is enjoying this show today. This is LID, Lost in Detroit.
That's us.
With just a great bunch of guys. I mean, you know, you guys really blend well together, and I really appreciate you coming out, you know.
Thanks, man. We appreciate you having us here. Yeah, this is awesome.
So much. No, no problem, man. And Alicia, you're beautiful. Thank you for getting involved with this, guys, you know. Yeah. And I love your music.
You got a new boyfriend over here. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, cool, man. So you got a show coming up October 21st, Maidstone Theater.
Right.
And please keep us appraised of any other gigs you have coming up in the future. And thank you for coming to WHFR.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Sam.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, bud. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. This is WHFR Dearborn, the station that is making waves.
If you want to change the world, then you have to change yourself. One of the best places in the Metro Detroit area to improve your life is Henry Ford College. Henry Ford College offers dozens of degree and certificate programs, plus the opportunity to network with your peers and potential employers. Taking classes at Henry Ford College gives you the freedom to take your own career path and opens up an infinite number of career possibilities. Additionally, day and evening classes allow you the flexibility of building a schedule tailored to your busy lifestyle. So change the world, change yourself at Henry Ford College. For more information on admittance and financial aid and class schedules, call the Henry Ford College toll-free number at 1-800-585-HFCC. Again, that's 1-800-585-HFCC.
The Dearborn Symphony is getting ready to kick off their 2017 season, and to celebrate, Henry Ford College is hosting a big band benefit gala. Remember the big band music of the past? Well, we are bringing it back on Saturday, September 9th at the Pavilion on the Henry Ford College campus. The gala kicks off at 6 p.m. with a martini bar, followed by a wonderful dinner and wine reception. Music for the evening is provided by the Henry Ford Big Band with very special guest, Karen Newman. There will also be dance demonstrations throughout the evening by Pamela and Alex from Dance Sport Academy of Michigan. So show your support.